Verse 20. But the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, and that they should not worship demons and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders and their sorceries and their sexual immorality or their thefts. He says they did not change their view on what they gave themselves to or how they lived and viewed life. It didn't affect them. After all that. Why? Because Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that they were given strong delusion that they would believe the lie. And they clung to the lie to their death and wouldn't repent. The word repent simply means to have a changed view. That's the idea of you. But you see, you can't repent and have a changed view unless you first trust something. The only way to repent is you got to trust. And the trust, that is, God gave you His view, you trusted His view, and that in turn changes your view.
Amen.
That's what repentance is. Repentance is a reconsideration of how I look at a thing. Why? Because I've seen it from a different angle. God showed me something. I trust what He showed me. And my view on this has changed because what God revealed to me. That's what He does with us. That's what He does when He does grant us repentance and we grow in grace and being set free from the lie, is that He changes how we view life, how we view people, how we view a thing. He changes it and it comes in line the way He sees it. See, faith is seeing the way God sees.
Amen.
That's what faith is. Simply seeing it the way God sees it. And when I see it the way God sees it, my mind changes how I used to see it, and therefore that affects what I give myself to and how I actually live this life. It didn't affect what they gave themselves to. They continued to worship deceptive, demonic things. They continued to worship money, gold and silver and brass and everything. They continued to worship materialistic things, things that had no life in it. And therefore, it didn't change how they viewed murder. Didn't change how they viewed abortion. Didn't change how they viewed sexual immorality and fornication. Didn't change any of that. They continued to do what they always done. And as a result, Scripture says, because they did not receive a love for the truth when they had an opportunity, God gave them strong delusion to believe this lie. Man, this is not anything to mess with. Amen. I mean, this is saying that, hey, God is ultimately in control, and it is to our best interest to entrust ourselves to Him right now. Amen.
Amen.
Right now in the current. So we go back to that thought again. These things, as horrible as they will be, the message that we receive in it is that He didn't appoint us to wrath.
That's right.
He came to deliver us, to protect us and save us. But that's only when His solution's our solution. His answer is our answer. And that has an effect on how we live. Amen.
Wow.
That doesn't mean you're going to be flawless. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. But it does mean you're entrusting yourself to one who is flawless, who is perfect. And you're resting in Him. Amen. And you know what He does when He does that? He does something in us that we love people. We love the brethren. We don't want people to have to go through what they're going to have to go through. That's why we go tell the world of what is coming. But who stood in the gap between a holy God and unholy man, and that God has reconciled us in Jesus and what He accomplished. And that's why we go preach Jesus. Amen. To see people rescued from their own sin and self-centered living. And He's the only one that can do that. So when we look at these things, that's what it ought to do. It ought to, one, we're comforted. Because God, He follows through with what He promises.
Amen.
And the zeal of the Lord of hosts is at work today, doing what He promised He would do. He's building His church. And those that are not part of His church, part of His family, that doesn't have the truth in them, doesn't have grace in them, doesn't have love in them, doesn't have Jesus in them, are going to perish without those things.
Amen.
But as John told us in 2 John, he said, look, I love the brethren. Why do I love the brethren? Because of the truth that is in me. And not just me, but everybody that the truth's in loves the brethren.
Yeah.
And how long would they love the brethren? He said, they'll love them forever. Why? Because the truth, when it gets in you, it's in you forever. Amen. And what God does is He deposits the DNA of His grace, of His nature, of His love, of His truth in us. And we can't help but love the people of God. And a man that doesn't know truth doesn't know grace. A man that doesn't know truth and doesn't know grace doesn't know love. And a man that doesn't know truth and grace and love is a man that don't know Jesus. And a man that doesn't know Jesus doesn't know a love for the brethren. So anybody that we come across on a consistent basis that denies what the truth teaches about our love for one another in the kingdom of God is still somebody that's perishing in their sin.
Yeah.
And somebody, we need to be praying that God will use us or use somebody to speak life into them, amen, by way of the gospel. You don't have to look for marks of condemnation in men. Men are condemned. Men are rebellious. What we got to look for is the undeniable marks of grace. That's what we're looking for, amen? We're looking for grace in people. When there's no evidence of grace, that's somebody who needs grace, who needs Jesus. And we want to be a tool that He'll use to do that with, amen? Yeah, to help people. That's why we lay our lives down. That's why those men and women that were under the altar, why they died. They died because of what grace had done in them. They wanted other people to have what they had, so they were bold and they were confident and they were preaching Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way with God. And a world around them says, if we can't shut you up, we're going to take your head off then. And they said, well, you'll have to just take our head off then, because we can't be silent of what He's done in us and what He wants to do for you too. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.